Listen to it fizz. Alka-Seltzer for headaches, Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer for colds. Alka-Seltzer presents... Herb Shriner Time. 15 transcribed minutes with America's newest humorist, with music by the famous Raymond Scott Quintet and the singing of lovely Dorothy Collins. And now from that Broadway hit show, Inside USA, Alka-Seltzer presents that fellow from Indiana, Herb Shriner.
Well, folks, I guess that tonight everybody's all brimming over with holiday spirit. The Christmas tree is all lit up. The kids are all rushing around the house, kind of excited. And, well, to get into the spirit of this wonderful holiday, we got together a little Christmas show for you. And Raymond Scott's going to start it off right now with a gift from the toy department. It's a number that Ray wrote 10 years ago and which has become a real Christmas tradition. It's Raymond Scott's wonderful toy trumpet. Every time Christmas rolls around, I bet there ain't one of us that don't think back to the Christmases we used to have as kids, especially if you lived in the country. I tell you, around there, you could always tell Christmas was coming just by the atmosphere. You could kind of, well, for instance, the pies would start accumulating in a pantry, and a turkey would begin looking a little worried. And, of course, the kids started acting very good around Christmas. It was a funny thing. In fact, we never did nothing bad that we couldn't blame on one of the other kids. And you couldn't get the kids to leave the house for a whole week ahead of Christmas. It was always very busy. We had a kind of special work we was doing. We were snooping around trying to find out where the folks hid our presents, you see. And the folks was very clever about how they hid them, too. It was, in fact, it never took us kids long. It took us just about half as long to find them as it did for the folks to hide them. Well, you see what happened. When we finally located the presents, we never used to open them. We didn't do that. We just pick up the packages every day and kind of shake them, you see. Trying to figure out what was in them, of course. And, well, I tell you, one year there, I shook a box so much I had the present wore out 2 weeks before Christmas. Well, by the time you was 5 or 6 years old, you started to get pretty good at this package-shaking business. And I was very good at it myself. I don't want to brag, but, well, I was practically an expert at it. In fact, the other kids in the neighborhood used to give me a nickel just to shake their packages. Then I could tell them whether the present inside was worthwhile being good all the rest of the time till Christmas, you see. Well, funny how I could tell what was in them, too. It seemed like, well, if they didn't rattle, first of all, you knew it was a book. And, of course, if a package looked like it contained a book, well, we'd start trying to trade it off to somebody else, you see. And, you know, it's a funny thing. Sometimes a book package would travel all over the whole neighborhood. Many times before breakfast on Christmas morning, a package like that had already been under 6 different Christmas trees. I'll tell you something else about the Christmas presents we had back home. Most of them was homemade. You probably remember them. We had one of our big popular presents the kids used to make was pen wipers. And then we had another one. Yes, and we had, and then pin cushions come second. In fact, there for a while, pin cushions was too popular. I remember one Christmas... We got so many pin cushions around our house that we had a cushion for every pin. Well, I always like to talk about Christmas, but I don't want to take up all the time here because Durward Kirby is standing here with a Christmas message from the folks out in Alka-Seltzer Town. Durward?
On this night before Christmas, the chances are you're pretty busy about now. Maybe you're right in the midst of putting the finishing touches on the Christmas tree. Maybe Mother's getting the turkey all ready to put it right into the oven tomorrow. So we're not really going to be very commercial this evening. We'll just extend to you the heartiest best wishes of the makers of Alka-Seltzer for a really Merry Christmas. And only as a suggestion, we remind you to be sure of your supply of Alka-Seltzer. Have it on hand just in case irregular hours and too many good things to eat bring on a headache or acid indigestion. Alka-Seltzer might come in handy, you know, to help keep a Merry Christmas merry.
Folks, we couldn't send all of you millions of people a separate Christmas card, and we thought the next best thing would be to kind of get up a musical Christmas card. We're going to open it up with Dorothy Collins, looking pretty enough to put in anybody's stocking, by the way. She hopes you all have a happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday. Happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you.
Picture on the card there, Dorothy, but I think something's still missing. We forgot to trim it with holly. Ray, how about taking care of that little detail for us? Raymond Scott was commissioned by Coronet Magazine to create the words and music for a unique Christmas card for the Christmas issue. It's awful pretty. Here's Ray and Dorothy with All Around the Christmas Tree.
All around the Christmas tree, there you'll see such a happy family. They've come from far away just to spend this day. Gifts for everyone are gathered underneath the tree. All around there's so much cheer, so much joy, so much peace and harmony. What a pleasant sight to see this happy family. What a joyful group they make around the Christmas tree.
Folks, I fooled a lot during the year about playing the harmonica, but there's one holiday song that I really enjoy playing. And I hope I play this tune the way you like it. Of course, if I don't, there's this one consolation. I won't play it again until next Christmas. That's our Christmas card for you. And right now, we got a little extra treat for you. We have 10 of Santa Claus's helpers in our audience tonight. They've been gathered from the far corners of every New York department store. Hearns, Franklin Simon, Arnold Constables, Lord & Taylor's, Gimbel's, Macy's, Martin's, Abraham Staus, and some Volunteers of America Santa Clauses. And right after the show, I'm taking the 10 Santa Clauses over to Garrison's Restaurant for dinner. We're going to have a good time over there. I guess you can see I ain't taking no chance on not getting a Christmas present this year. Here's that little extra treat I promised you. I want you to listen to a real genuine Merry Christmas as 10 of the country's most famous Santa Clauses sing Jingle Bells just for you.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Keep listening for Herb Shriner Time, transcribed today with the music of Raymond Scott and his famous quintet. Herb's next guest will be the celebrated actor of the stage and screen, Paul Muni. Herb Shriner Time is a Louis G. Cowan production and is presented under the supervision of Alfred Hollander. This is Durward Kirby speaking.
This is Herb Shriner again, and on behalf of the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins, we all want to wish you once again Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.